There are three big problems with used vehicle appraisals. One, manually sifting through comp vehicles. Two, old book values and ghost comps. Three, no recon visibility. You can solve them all with AutoVision, now available from Reynolds & Reynolds. Learn more at reyrey.com/usedcars. That's reyrey.com/used-cars.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem. Welcome to Daily Drive for Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News in Detroit.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, Tesla scraps plans for an entry-level EV. Tesla and Ford take different approaches to move vehicles off lots. And online vehicle shopping continues to gain momentum. Plus, a look at where auto lenders can make improvements in their digital processes.
If you're a dealer or a lender and haven't started, you have to start somewhere. But going digital doesn't mean you have to start at the beginning of the process.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Tesla has canceled its long-promised inexpensive car. That's according to three sources familiar with the matter, as well as messages seen by Reuters. Investors have been counting on the model to drive the company's growth into a mass-market automaker. Sources say Tesla will continue developing self-driving robo-taxis on the same small vehicle platform. The decision represents an abandonment of a long-standing goal that Tesla chief Elon Musk has often characterized as the company's primary mission, affordable electric cars for the masses. His first master plan for the company in 2006 called for manufacturing luxury models first, then using the profits to finance a low-cost family car. As recently as January, Musk told investors that Tesla planned to start production of the affordable model at its Texas factory in the second half of 2025.
Meanwhile, Tesla is hiking discounts as its vehicles pile up in inventory. For example, customers can now get $4,600 off the rear-wheel drive version of its best-selling Model Y, or $5,000 off the long-range and performance versions currently in inventory. Tesla is offering the deals after producing more than 46,000 more vehicles than it delivered in the first quarter, adding more cars to the inventory than ever before. The automaker posted an 8.5% decline in first quarter sales worldwide.
Ford is also trying to clear out its own inventory backups. In a bid to more quickly move F-150 pickups, the automaker is reviving a controversial practice, stair-step incentives. Since February, Ford has been offering retailers escalating cash bonuses if they reach and exceed monthly F-150 sales targets. The bonus payouts apply to certain 2023 models and include gasoline, hybrid, and lightning variants. The current offer pays $750 per truck sold if dealerships reach their target and $1,000 per truck if they reach 120% of that goal. In February and March, the company paid dealers $1,500 for each truck if they achieved 120% of their objective. That's according to two dealers who spoke with us at Automotive News. Critics say stair-step incentives can erode trust and sow confusion among customers.
And consumers interested in buying or selling a vehicle online with some dealership support remained steady in 2023. That's according to Car Guru's sixth annual U.S. Consumer Insights report. It also found that a majority of younger consumers want to fully purchase a vehicle online. About 58% of respondents said they'd be open to a total digital experience versus 57% in 2022. 82% of consumers are willing to sell their vehicles entirely online. That's up 5 points from the year before. And those are today's headlines, Jamie. And just like that, Tesla cancels its promised inexpensive car. This seems like terrible timing with other automakers shifting their focus to create the inexpensive EV. Tesla decided to scrap theirs. Why do this right now when an affordable EV is what the market needs?
There's a lot we don't know, but assuming this Reuters report is accurate, and I would believe it to be so, You know, on the one hand, it could be this focus on robo-taxis. We've heard Elon Musk kind of go back and forth in conference calls where first he's talking about the importance of the low-cost vehicle to reach a more of a mass market consumer. But then he also argues that the full self-driving, so-called, is going to soon be good enough to serve as a robo-taxi, and that the cost per mile would be even cheaper for people to ride in a Model S or a Model X that drives itself than to even buy an affordable EV. The other argument, though, could be that maybe they decided they can't do it. If that's the case, that doesn't speak well for the efforts at Ford and Stellantis and Hyundai and Kia, because Tesla is, you know, so much further along in developing EVs and battery technology. If they can't figure it out, that really raises questions about the economic viability of EVs going forward. We know some of these other companies are really working more on alternative chemistries, but it's not a good sign for Tesla, and it may be a bad sign for EVs.
Does this also, Jamie, kind of tell us where we're at where it comes to battery technology?
Well, I think it points to the need for battery chemistry breakthroughs, right? We need to be able to change the economics. We heard Carlos Tavares just this week talk about how, you know, EVs, as we, you know, powered by current batteries, are not going to be a solution for everyone. We need much more energy dense batteries so that you can get the same amount of charge, but with half the weight. Which then becomes a virtuous cycle, because with less weight, you get more range off the same amount of charge because you're just not carrying all that extra mass around. Solid state batteries, alternative chemistries, you know, we're probably going to need those if we're going to get the prices down to truly, you know, breakthrough levels.
Gotcha. Coming up, a look at what steps dealers need to take to improve their use of AI and other digital F&I tools. That's next on Daily Drive.
The EPA has finalized its tailpipe emissions rule. The agency now projects that battery electric vehicles will account for 30 to 56% of new light-duty vehicle sales in the 2030 to 2032 model years. We want to hear from you.
What do you think of the new rule? How will it affect your business? Send us a voicemail, text, or email. You might hear your comment on this week's Weekend Drive episode. Here's how you can get in touch.
Call us and leave a voicemail or text us at 313-444-2774. Again, that's 313-444-2774. You can also record your voice on your smartphone and send it to dailydrive@autonews.com. That's dailydrive, one word, @autonews.com.
And tune in to our Weekend Drive episode, available Saturday morning.
Data is the backbone of your used vehicle department. But finding the right data and using it to build accurate comp sets can be difficult. How often do you find yourself making manual adjustments to pricing recommendations? Reynolds' newest inventory management solution, AutoVision, can help. Jose Mendoza, general manager at San Leandro Honda, explains how AutoVision sets his business apart.
Everybody's going on third-party vendor sites to see what they're priced at out there. Everybody's looking at auction data. Everybody's looking at transaction data if you can get it. So the only thing that really is going to make it different for you is what you're selling them at. So I think you have to weigh that a little bit heavier than you do everything else. It doesn't matter if the market says you can sell this car for $30,000 if the last three you've sold have been at 27. We have reports set up through our DMS, through Reynolds & Reynolds, and through AutoVision, which is what we use for our used cars. And we have reports set up in those. And it's something that I think is important to constantly be talking about and constantly be going over.
AutoVision can help you run your used vehicle department with precise comp sets, real-time inventory data, and reconditioning insights. Visit rayray.com/used cars to find out more. That's rey.com/used-cars.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jamie Butters with Kellen Walker. More than ever, dealership, finance, and insurance offices are going from paper to digital, and they're increasingly using AI for loan decisions and deal jacket accuracy. Automotive News senior editor Dan Schein spoke with Tim Yowlich of Wolters Kluwer and Jessica Gonzalez of Informed IQ about how these two trends can work together to benefit dealers and lenders.
Jessica and Tim, thank you so much for joining me on the F&I Friday edition of Daily Drive.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
So we've got a topic so weighty that we needed both of you to kind of join in and join forces to talk about this. And it's about, you know, this lending, the digitization that auto lending continues to see, and the integration of AI and how it all kind of fits together in what has kind of been a kind of traditional part of the automotive industry. There's, you know, a lot of paperwork and all that kind of stuff. And so there's kind of this movement, I think, to kind of streamline and modernize. And so we wanted to bring you both on to kind of talk about that. I'll throw first question out for both of you, and Jessica, we'll start with you. But in both of your opinions, where do you, you know, have dealers and lenders, where have you seen them make progress on their digital transformation and also in their use of AI for in transactions and deal jackets?
I think dealers have done a really exceptional job on being able to collect the documents that are necessary. So insurance, license, there's a number of tools out there that have been helpful for dealers. And honestly, they've had to navigate that alone in a reality of being able to say, which tool should I help create this digital transformation? What is the best experience for consumers? So I think they've had some time ever since COVID to really, you know, it kind of forced them to say, how can I get licenses? How can I get documents to be able to ensure that they're compliant, as well as being able to get the necessary documents without them being in presence?
All right. Tim, what about you? What do you think about it? What are dealers and lenders doing well?
Well, the demand for digital experiences are certainly paramount now. And within the area of origination of auto loans, primarily for any dealer or lender, you know, participating in a platform that can conduct a compliant workflow and transact between parties in a digital manner is something that everyone should be doing now. For dealers, their transformation is in the F&I office, where most of the traditional paper originates. Finance process is all going digital, and it's the predominant process in franchise dealer auto sales. We commonly know this as e-contracting. This is an area of most progress, which accelerated at the onset of the pandemic and is quickly evolving in the independent dealer, used car, and recreational vehicle sales operations. And for lenders, progress has really been in their direct channels of lending, such as providing online services versus forcing a consumer to visit a branch to transact. And the digitalization of consumer-facing processes has been in place for quite some time, but we're now seeing that transition to support processes such as back-office process efficiency that further enhances the front end. And workflow automation is the area we see the lenders focused and investing in today.
So the applause you hear are forests everywhere cheering the paperless future of F&I. Tim, let me stick with you real quick. So where is the room for improvement for dealers and lenders when kind of moving from paper to digital? What steps do they need to take now to kind of get that process going off on the right foot?
Well, the areas for improvement now are really around automation and consistency. The more streamlined the workflow is, the less margin for error that will occur and reduces cost. And e-contracting has been around for nearly 20 years, so enough time has passed to allow for loan originators to transition to a digital workflow. This is what normal looks like now, and frankly, becoming required to do business. The next evolution of change is already occurring around automated contract processing and funding. This is the area where lenders can maximize their investment in going digital. And even to forge this ahead, we're seeing lenders implementing additional fees for dealers who submit paper for funding. And if you're a dealer or a lender and haven't started, you have to start somewhere. Electronic document creation and digital signature is typically where to begin. And there are plenty of industry providers to partner with to get dealers and lenders connected. But going digital doesn't mean you have to start at the beginning of the process. For example, Wolters Kluwer and Informed came together to help a paper-based lender who wanted to automate their back-end processing and funding operation. We helped them to convert their paper to digital originals and then feed them into the Informed solution to process the documents, analyze the data, and serve up insights enabling that lender to accelerate their funding operation to better serve their dealer partners. This wasn't the desired approach, but did enable the lender to be more efficient and as quickly as possible while the front end of the process continues to adopt more streamlined digital workflows.
So Jessica, I'll ask you kind of the same question, but with an AI twist to it. So, you know, where can dealers and lenders, you know, make improvements in their use of AI for decisioning and deal jacket accuracy and the steps that maybe they need to be taking now?
So it's funny that we just did a 2024 loan defect survey garnished across multiple lenders, and their number one reason to implement AI in their, you know, operations from credit as well as into funding is for dealer satisfaction. And it's funny that dealers also struggle to have this digital transformation, and kind of everyone's like, how do I start? Where do I start? How do I, can I improve it? Ultimately though, the lenders want dealers to be satisfied with their experience, and dealers want to be able to be providing the appropriate documents, everything that they want, because they want to be getting deals closed really quickly. They want to get their funding and their money back to them. So it's kind of funny that I think really the where that we can really assist lenders and dealers is to be more transparent. And so making sure that we meet them where they're at. So like Tim said, I'm really focusing on having experience. It doesn't matter if you're paper or digital, but being able to be transparent with the determination of what is a defect, what is the reason why your income is calculated this way, having the opportunity for the dealer to understand really quickly in an accurate manner is where AI can lend a hand, right? We talk about digital transformation a lot for the consumer, but we fail to talk about how this can really impact the dealer. They can get access to documents as well as information on what is wrong with the deal jacket, what is stopping them from funding. So I think we've been really great on explaining for the lender to understand in a really quick instance, how often our deal jacket's missing signature, how often our image is not clear, not able to be able to be provided to the end funding process. So I think that's a really big step, is that lenders want to be more transparent. They want dealers to be satisfied. And the same point, dealers want to be doing the right thing. So we've really been working towards making sure that dealers are understanding how lenders are scoring them from a perspective of their deal jackets, their clearance, fraud, and misrepresentation, so that they get a full cycle of understanding them.
All right. So last question for both of you. How do you see the combination of digital documents and AI kind of coming together to benefit dealers and lenders? Jessica, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think from the perspective of, you know, AI coming together, like I said, it's making others more transparent whenever where to start. I think that AI is giving lenders and dealers the opportunity to meet them where they're at. And like Tim said, that we really helped transition a partnership that was very paper dependent. As we know that paper is not going around. Tim mentioned that e-contracts have been over 20 years. AI has been around for many years. So I think we're starting to trust AI. Lenders are starting to see real use cases about favorable improvements, real ROI, and they're passing that along to their dealers. And I think now we're able to see that dealers can start implementing AI in their real life scenarios so that they have more efficiency.
Tim, what do you think on that?
I mean, Jessica summed it up perfectly. And really, the value proposition here is really endless. To process information at a rate that far exceeds that of a human creates enormous efficiencies and allows dealers and lenders to allocate their resources to focus on more challenging matters. The goal should really be about transitioning the repeatable and mundane processes to automated solutions to drive that efficiency. Plus, easy access to information, as well as real-time business intelligence, is what we all seek to be better. And digital documents and AI make this possible. The ability to reduce the amount of time needed to complete a loan from creation to funding and do it in a completely compliant manner is here now, and delivering on the human expectation, especially in dealerships. And we are already seeing the next evolution of digitalization in the ability for lenders to monetize their loans and assets in the secondary market. The increasing availability of certified and accurate analysis of data powered by the digital documents and AI is creating the agility to go to market quickly when the demand for capital enrichment or liquidity is needed.
This is kind of like a Marvel movie. They're coming together, digital documents and AI coming together to use their powers for good.
Dynamic duo.
Jessica, Tim, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News coordinating producer Jake Neer, as well as our own Michael Martinez and Mark Holmer for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on dealership F&I, manufacturing, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back over the weekend for our Weekend Drive edition of the show. J.D. Power's Tyson Jomini joins us to give his take on whether Tesla should be considered a luxury brand or not.
Tesla does a lot of things that look like a mass market brand, and yet at the same time, it still maintains a lot of the luxury attributes. So therefore, yes, it's a mass market and it's luxury. Therefore, it's what I'm calling an X brand in sort of Elon Musk parlance there, an X brand.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.